Hey, Logan Wells.
Yeah.
There was a Northfield School District forum last night to talk about the district budget situation.
Yes. So the school district is going through its budget reduction process. It's $6 million in budget cuts being proposed over the next year to accommodate many of the different issues, right? Between declining enrollment, the unfunded mandates, and such. You can find all the different stories we've done about this and specials if you're looking for more context. Today, I just kind of want to summarize kind of what happened last night. The big takeaway I had is that it's easy to look at some of these numbers in an Excel spreadsheet, to look at the budget and go, right, okay, 9 FTE... Ah, that hurts, but, you know, 9 FTE, well, you know, there's no name to it. You know, it's easy to move on after a minute or so or something. And last night put names and stories to a lot of these faces. It put the stakes of what's happening, and it made these budget cuts feel very human and very real. It just made it. It's a good reminder of what's at stake with this issue, that, you know, the importance to many of the parents, to the students, to the staff, you know, there were people who last night who were talking about how this was their job they were losing, right?
Yeah.
How parents were talking about how they came to Northfield because of this program being offered or because of this thing, and that was now being on the, you know, proposed reductions.
Right.
So it put a very human element to these budget reductions. On the side that I think is noteworthy is, I think, as a person who follows the local government here, but also who reads about a lot of different governments across the country or sees them on television or social media or whatever, I think almost every school board, city council, state legislature could take notes on how Northfield acted last night. Every school board member, every administrator, in the breakout sessions, in the large group session, carried themselves with incredible
aplomb,
respect to the situation.
Good.
And to hearing and respecting all of the very raw and real emotions that was in that room last night. So, you know, I think we give a lot of credit to the superintendent for, being good at his job, but last night it shows that it is not just him, it is a lot of people in that school district that are good at what they do.
Yeah.
Principals, directors of a department, right, that showed up last night.
Yeah.
The format of the event was, it started with a 30-minute presentation about just kind of the context of how did we get here, what's causing these budget reductions. If you've heard any of Superintendent Hillman's interviews before, if you've seen the in-depth special that we did or seen some of our stories, you're probably pretty well aware it was a pretty similar presentation. And then there was a breakout session. They had 7 breakout sessions in different classrooms. And on average, there was 25 people in those classrooms, by my count, kind of in each one.
Did you bounce from one?
I got to 6 of the 7 classrooms.
Wow.
And I spent about 10 minutes in each classroom.
Okay.
10 to 15. So I got to most of them. There was 177 people there in total from the counter that was there. So
that's impressive.
That's a really big deal, I think, on a Thursday night, a kind of cold, not super pleasant Thursday night when the people probably have other things they want to be doing. 177 people showed up. So that was a big deal, right? In each classroom, there was usually two administrators. One was taking notes. One was kind of facilitating. And then there was also a school board member. And everybody in that room was offered a chance to speak before people could repeat like a thought. So everyone got a chance to speak, and then they would keep going around the circle. And it was in a circle format, too, so everyone could see each other and kind of share their thoughts. People did not have to share if they didn't want to, but it gave an opportunity that if you didn't want to get up in front of an entire auditorium of 170 people to speak kind of in this classroom, and all those notes were taken and you know, heard by administrator, heard by a school board member at that time, too. And again, I didn't get to all of them. I did not see every room for the entire hour or so that they was there, but a lot of just respectful conversation being had came back to the auditorium, and for the last 45 minutes, it was public comments. So whoever wanted to get up for 2 minutes could speak on the mic, and the whole school board and all the administration was listening and was hearing kind of the comments. you know, nothing is set in stone with these budget recommendations or reductions yet, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is kind of the ending of what is the input phase from the public. So now, with the next school board meeting in a few weeks, that is when they pivot from... There'll still be public comment, of course, at school board meetings. You can email the board and such. But that's when it pivots to really starting to fine-tune a final budget,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They will have a regular meeting, which is on... As I look to find it, there will be a regular meeting on April 14th. They'll then have a special work session on the 22nd. Usually there is a break between those 2 weeks. They meet every other week.
Yep.
So they'll have a work session where they'll spend the whole meeting just discussing the budget on the 22nd. And then the 28th will be the final budget and vote when they approve that. So that is the end of April. So that's kind of the last phase we're in, wrapping this up. So, of course, this was one of the last big public input events to collect all that feedback. But, of course, if you still have, you know, want to send something, board@northfieldschools.org. The big themes that I detected of issues last night, and we'll see where things come up and go, but, of course, the middle school schedule is mm-hmm. one that a lot of people talk about. Concerns of going from the 7 day hours a day to 6 hours a day, and... the reduction in choice, particularly in electives and arts and music and such, that comes with that.
Yeah.
The classroom size at the elementary schools, of course, getting bigger. A lot of concerns, especially with all of the grades, but K through third came up a lot too. A lot of concerns about the school nurses and shifting some of those to health aides, right? And then also the counselors at the high school were kind of the four topics that, as I was counting them up, came up probably the most mm-hmm. between both the breakout sessions and the public forum. But there was comments across all the board of different things that were coming up. So I'm not going to try to say that those are the only issues that came up, but those were the ones I saw a lot of comments on. So
was every member of the school board there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's impressive, because that doesn't always happen.
Yeah,
these things. So
all seven of the school board members were there. A lot of the principals and different administrators were there too.
Yeah,
so.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's nice to see. I mean, this is an incredibly serious issue, mm-hmm. and it's nice to see that everyone is giving it the respect it deserves.
Yes, that was the theme. Is that this sucks? Like, right? Like there,
yeah.
there was.
It does.
There's no good way about this, but it was treated in a better way than I think most governments treat this.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people should be taking notes on how that was handled last
That's
night.
Great.
Just the respect of it all. So
well, I think we're very fortunate in Northfield that we've got a school district and a school administration that we've actually come to expect this level of attentiveness and of transparency. And you're right. It's not something that you see in every school district.
It certainly isn't. I mean, I would say in most cases, usually superintendents and school boards are just coming together, making decisions and saying, here we go. You know, it's just almost more like a decree
mm-hmm.
as opposed to gathering all this input.
Right.
So that's a big deal to have something like that.
I mean, I don't know how many people who live in Northfield that moved here because of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Annie and I moved here in large part because of the schools.
Yeah.
And so it becomes the most important issue for a lot of people, mm-hmm. education. So
yeah, yeah. I was going to say, when I was thinking about this, you know, I've covered a lot of tense issues mm-hmm. in 7 months as news director. It's been a time. But I think more than anything else, more than the ice arena, more than the water treatment plant, more than any road project or anything else, this probably is the most important and personal issue to the people in that room.
Yeah.
And many, many more sure. people last night, right?
Sure. It's about our kids.
It's about the kids, or in some cases, the kids were there themselves, right?
Yeah.
There was students there.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, too.
It was noted that, like, you know, elementary students can't advocate for themselves. We can only really hear from high school students, but
right.
so they
right.
were there. So overall, that's kind of the feeling of how last night went. We'll see, you know, we'll keep you posted on the next school board meeting, the work session, and
okay.
the final vote as they come up. So,
okay, cool. Yeah. Thanks for that, Logan.
Yeah.
I was very sorry to not have been there.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate the in-depth report.
Yeah.